Back here courtside next to Bill Frack Court inside the Stroh Center. Bowling Green works for a tough victory today as they beat the Oakland Golden Grizzlies 68-65. And here to talk about it with us is head coach Michael Huger. Coach, your team built a 13-point lead in the first half with about 3 minutes to go. Let's start there. What was so good through the first 15 to 16 minutes there?
The first 15, 16 minutes, we were able to get the ball inside, move it. We were able to drive. We were able to basically get what we wanted to get. So that was the difference in the game. They played much better defense as we went along, and you know, obviously they came back. They're a very good team.
Speaking of the comeback, Oakland had a four-point lead with about 2 minutes to go, and it certainly appeared that they intentionally fouled Mike Laster in the backcourt, already in the double bonus, and they sent Mike to the line. I don't know if that was a player making a move on his own or what happened, but it seemed to energize Mike there.
They intentionally fouled Mike at the end of the game. You can tell just by the substitutions that they made. They wanted to foul him and put him on the line. You know, Mike is a 60-something percent free throw shooter, and that's what they were counting on. But he's clutch. Mike is also clutch. So when he's in and ready to go, he'll knock those down, and he did.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just sort of got him going. He made six straight down the stretch. Also, not long after that, we were down four, and Trey Diggs hits a big three, and he had not shot the ball particularly well today before that point. As I look at the stat sheet, he was 1-for-4 from three before that and hadn't been playing a whole lot in the second half even, but late in the game when the opportunity presented itself, he knocks down a huge triple.
Oh, Trey was big. That was a huge triple. The play was to drive that thing and see if we can get a layup first, and if we can get them to suck in and help, which they did, we kicked out to Trey, and, you know, fortunate he was able to knock it down. That's what he does. He knocks down big shots. So I was glad for Trey that he was able to step up. He wasn't having the best night shooting the ball, and he was able to step up and hit a big one.
Daquan Plowden goes off for 23, a new career high for him. I think he had his first eight shots, also went 3-of-4 from three-point range. And he's been struggling to make those outside shots or even the mid-range shots. Tonight, he found his range pretty early. But as I recall, it wasn't just step out, take a three right away. He sort of got in the flow, and that seemed to get him going. And then when the shot went in, he's like, okay, right?
We started him early with his drives on Hill Mays. We thought Hill Mays couldn't guard him. And he was able to drive Hill Mays and get some easy layups first, and then that kind of opened up his three-point shot. You know, he kind of waited in the paint for him a little bit. And, you know, our numbers don't reflect how good of a shooting team we really are. So, you know, sometimes, you know, it happens like that. You don't have that night, and he didn't have a great start to it. But as we continue to go on, he started to make those shots, and today was a big day for him.
First half, Dylan Frey was off the charts with 10 points and 5 assists. Second half, I don't know if they did something different to sort of take him out of what he was doing or what happened, but second half he did not score. Did they change something materially what they were doing with him?
No, he missed those same shots. He got the same shots in the second half that he did in the first. The first half he was able to make them, and the second half he didn't make them. They just did a better job of defending him and staying with him and making him take tough shots. And I'm just happy that someone else was able to step up. You know, it's always difficult when, you know, you lose your best player in Justin Turner, and now you have other guys who have to step up. And Dylan did that first game with 30 points against Dartmouth, and then we had Daquan today with 23. And, you know, I like the way we distribute the ball and kind of share the wealth. You know, we got other guys who can play and step up and make big plays, and we did that today with Daquan Plowden and Mike Laster at the end, and Trey Diggs.
You guys continue to be one of the best teams in the country at not giving the ball away. Second in the nation in turnover percentage coming into today. In this game, you had only 5 turnovers. And I guess that would speak to what you guys have coached and worked on over the years to value that possession. You guys are not turning the ball over hardly at all.
We do a great job of valuing the possession and getting the ball to go, you know, inside and outside. And we do a great job of seeing our passes and seeing where that ball should go. And we've been doing a great job with that. And, you know, the biggest thing is taking care of that ball every time down. And the guy's been doing fabulous with that.
How about Taylor Matos, new career high, 12 points tonight. And he seemed to really figure out how to get himself near the rim and open and available for a pass. Dylan found him several times, and he had a follow shot. Taylor seems to be figuring out how he can get looks around the rim.
He's doing a really good job of getting those looks around the rim and getting those touches and getting a better feel for the game. You know, he's still really a freshman, you know, as far as everything is concerned. He didn't play much last year playing behind DiMaggio Wiggins, but he was able to really play and get some looks and get some real nice looks and finish around the basket and knock down his free throws. We needed those free throws at the end. And he was able to knock him down and picked up the fourth foul on Hill Mays, and they had to take him out and then put him back in, and, you know, that's always difficult.
Yeah, your team goes 12 of 16 from the free throw line tonight after a sort of a rare blip struggling at the line the other day. So as you look at this game, this was a lot different than most games you've had to play this year. It was sort of plodding, especially for you guys. It wasn't nearly at the pace you'd like. But in the end, you battle an Oakland team and sort of beat them at their own game. So from that standpoint, a real nice gutty win here.
Yeah, I'll take anything we get. You know, any kind of win we get, I'm happy. I'm satisfied with a win. It's so difficult to come by. You know, it's not easy to win games. And when you get an opportunity to win, I watch the film, see what we need to correct and what we can correct, and then move on to the next game. And that's what it is right now. So we got to move on to a Cleveland State team that's pretty good defensively. I don't know if the record reflects that, but they're good defensively. And, you know, we just Coach Gates does a good job coming from Florida State. And, you know, that's what they do at Florida State is defend. So I know they'll be really good defensively.
Coach, final thought. You played Davin Ziegler and Chandler Turner each anywhere between 6 to 8 minutes apiece. And the true freshman didn't hurt you, really. They did some good things. You know, they looked like a freshman here and there, but, man, some valuable learning experience for those two today.
They do. They're getting in there. I'm trying to get them in and get them some minutes so they'll understand what it is on how hard they have to play. Mind you, it's not a lot of minutes, but if they play well, I'll try to get them some more minutes. And, you know, that's what we've been doing, and just trying to get them that experience. And those guys have been doing a really good job.
All right, Coach, congrats on the win. We'll talk to you Monday at Frickers.
Thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons outlast Oakland this afternoon, 68-65 to improve to 7-2.